Welcome, everybody, to episode 41. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector. How's everybody doing out there? Thank you guys for downloading, sharing. Okay, so this podcast is about the religion that I practice. I've been practicing for a few years now, and the reason why I created this podcast is so people could understand, have basic knowledge of what Briyumba Congo is about. I can't give out no secrets. I'm not allowed to. So if you listen to my prior episodes, you hear a bunch of basic stuff. I touch a little bit of every little subject. Briyumba Congo is a religion. It's a way of life that it's hundreds of thousands of years old. It comes from Africa. It's considered African spirituality. We work with spirits. We work with our ancestors. We work with the Mpungos, which are they're like demigods. They're created by Nsambi. Nsambi is the name of God in this religion. I'm sure if you guys heard my prior episodes, you already know that Nsambi. When you hear me say Nsambi, I'm speaking about God, the Almighty Creator. This religion here has survived for hundreds of thousands of years, and it has four branches. The branch that I practice and the only branch I could speak of is Briyumba Congo. And this branch that I practice is the branch that has the least amount of Christianity influence. Meaning, if you scroll down and look at some of my episodes, obviously, you know, this religion is hundreds of thousands of years old. So there's no devil. We don't believe in the devil. We don't talk about him. Some branches gave him a name, but Briyumba Congo, we don't have mixtures of Christianity. We try to keep Christianity away, because Christianity came it's only a couple thousand years old, and this religion here that I practice is hundreds of thousands of years old. It's way before Christianity, way before Jesus came. We believe Jesus came. We believe he was. We believe Jesus came to Earth, but he was sent here for something different than if you grew up Christian or Catholic, their Bibles will tell you why he was here and what he was here for. We have another more believable image of him from the region where he came from. He was born in the region of Africa, which now has a different name, just like Africa had a different name before. So everything was changed. So everything and every location and even his image was completely changed. I mean, they changed him into a different looking person. I think the image that they got, that you see in Christianity, the blonde hair, blue eye guy, he was I read somewhere that he was a Spaniard, somebody's cousin or something like that. They just used him. But Briyumba does believe in Jesus. We do, and we respect him, but not the Jesus that the Catholics and the Christians believe in. We believe he was an African. We believe he was a brown person from you know, from the region where he was born. It was Africa back then. It was Africa back then. And he was a brown-skinned person, and we believe he came to teach humanity how to practice more of the religion that I practice than the religion that was embedded in all the Catholics and all the Christians' head. We believe he was here to teach us how to clean ourselves with herbs, you know, and do sacrifices too. There's, if you look into other religions, the Jewish people, they do animal sacrifice. Catholicism does blood sacrifices. Everybody does animal sacrifice. Doing a sacrifice is a sacred thing. What you're doing is sometimes you're feeding the earth. It's a lot deeper than that. Sometimes there's some rituals that we do. For example, I don't want to get into secrets, but there's rituals that we do where we have to feed the earth. So you have to feed the earth blood. Every religion has it. Some religions hide it from you. Some religions don't. And this religion here is very feared because of the, you know, of people think it's a negative religion because we work with spirits and one time I heard that before you get initiated that you have to make a pact with the devil, and I want to clear that up. A lot of people say that. I've heard that from videos, and I've heard people and out here in the real world, I heard people saying, oh, I'm not going to get in that religion because you have to make a pact with the devil. Like I said, this religion is older than the devil. We don't believe in the devil. We believe in negative spirits and positive spirits, duality, you know, good and bad, black and white, duality. That's the way this world was created by Nsambi. So, you heard me on other episodes talk about Ndoki. Ndokis, like us as practitioners, we work with Ndokis. And I spoke about Ndokis. Ndokis is a Bantu word, meaning spirit. I remember sometimes I listen to my episodes and I try to make new episodes to clear things up. And this is one. And I did speak about Ndokis. And I said Ndokis are negative spirits. But Ndokis could be positive spirits or they could be negative spirits. Either or. But usually if you hear somebody, a lot of practitioners, you hear them say Ndoki, they're referencing a negative spirit. But we work with Ndokis. Ndokis are spirits. We work with positive Ndoki spirits and negative Ndoki spirits. They're just spirits, you know. You look at a skull. Let's say, for example, somebody shows you a skull, and what do you think of? Like, what goes in your head when you see a skeleton, like a skull? You think it's evil. You think somebody's trying to scare you. You think some negative. Oh my God, negative! Like, it's a skull. It's gonna come. I mean, there's movies that, you know, there's a skeleton chasing somebody. You know, all that it was embedded in your head. Just because there's a skull doesn't mean it's a negative. It's a negative thing. You know, we have skulls. Feel your face. Under your face, right there, there's a skull. So are you evil? No, you're not. So a lot of people, like say, for example, if you have a tattoo and you got skulls, people be like, oh, he's evil. He's bad. You know, it's just that we're brainwashed to think that, you know. Say if you see me, you see a skull tattoo. I'm just representing my ancestors, you know. They're skeletons now, and I'm representing them. It's not a negative thing. So you're telling me that when you die, your flesh dissolves, and you're gonna be, you know, your body's just gonna be a skeleton, and that's not gonna make you evil, is it? So I'm just trying to, you know, put something in you guys' head that skeletons and skulls, it's not a negative thing, man. We all have them, you know. We all have them in our bodies. They're not negative. It's just the way our minds are brainwashed to think that, you know. Once you see a skull, oh my God, it's negative. Something bad, like you think it's something's haunted or it's a ghost or, you know. That's just the way the movies, like you go out and watch a movie and there's a skull from the beginning, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that's a scary movie, you know. And it's not a negative thing, man. They're just skulls. We all have them. Okay, so when you get initiated into this religion here, the first thing that I recommend you guys to do is to find some books to read. If you're lucky enough, your godfather will give you some old books that were passed on to him. And then also what you have to do is you gotta learn the herbs. You gotta learn what herbs are good, what herbs are bad, what herbs are for cleaning, what herbs are for not cleaning, you know, positive herbs and negative herbs. That's very, very, very important. You heard me say, Briyumba tiene secretos. That means Briyumba holds secrets. And the secrets that nobody, no tata could, no gangulero could ever reveal on a podcast, on a YouTube, you know, on any social media, it's frowned upon to give any secrets. So the secrets are in the Patipembas. So all the secrets that are done are in the Patipembas. I had an episode a few episodes back when I spoke about Patipembas. Those are the sigils that we do in every job that we do. So that's where the secrets are at, you know. It's every Patipemba has a secret. Like you do Patipemba, not every job has the same Patipemba. They're all different. Some are good, some are bad, some are for cleaning, some are for destroying, you know, some are for love, some are for money, some are to make, you know, your enemies fight, some are for protection. There's hundreds of Patipembas out there, and that's where the secret's at. In the Patipembas, and the secrets are in the herbs also. Certain herbs that you use are stronger than others. There's a lot of secrets in the herbs. There's a lot of secrets in Patipembas. Some secrets are mambos, you know. Some houses have their own mambos. Some houses just use YouTube music, you know. There's secrets in everything, man. There's those secrets, they're not meant to be on social media or any type of platform or anywhere else. Okay, so like I was saying, that Briyumba Congo doesn't have any Christianity influence of any kind, you know. Let's say, for example, okay, so you do a job, you do this negative job to hurt somebody, and that something really bad happens to that person, okay? So if you go, or if you have somebody do something for you, and something for your enemy, and something horrible happens to your enemy, if you have somebody do something like that, and they ask the spiritual realm, hey, can I do this for this person? And if they say yes, it gets done, and that person gets hurt, your enemy gets hurt, you already got an okay from the spiritual realm to do it. So this religion here, you don't have to feel like, oh man, I'm gonna pay for that when I die. Don't think like that, because that's Christianity influence. Don't think like that. If you ask from the spiritual realm, hey, I'm gonna do this, they let you do it, it's okay for you to do it. You don't supposed to feel bad as long as you ask. If you feel bad after you do something, some negative works to somebody, that's just, you know, that's just a Christian state of mind. Like, oh, I'm gonna have to pay for this. No, you're not. You're not gonna have to pay for it, because you asked the spiritual realm to do it. So don't feel bad. Take that out of your mind. If you do what you're supposed to do in Briumba Congo, if it's good or bad, it's okay, because it's in the spiritual realm. You don't supposed to feel bad. Feeling bad is just, you know, it's just a Christian state of mind, a Catholic state of mind. Like, you know how you go to church and they tell you, don't do bad stuff, you only do good stuff. Don't do this, don't do that. They're trying to control you, you know. And in African spirituality, if you're here to do good, do good. And if you're here to do bad, do bad. That's what you're here for. You're not going to go to hell. There's no such thing as hell. You know, this religion is a lot older than hell, than the creation of the devil, than the creation of hell. As long as you have approval from the spiritual realm, you could do whatever you want, as long as they okay it. If they okay it, they're okay it. And your spirits don't want you to feel bad. They don't want you to feel bad because you asked. I myself will never let Christianity dictate when I do a spell or how I do my spells or how I feel after I do something. You know, for example, I've been asked this before, and I've heard other people getting asked this before. Like, say for example, Good Friday passed a couple weeks ago. Well, Good Friday is a Catholic state of mind, you know. They're saying, I guess they say Jesus was, I think he got killed and then he came back on Sunday, something like that. And some, you hear some people out there saying that Good Friday is the best time to work Palo. That's not true. That's just, you know, you're letting Christianity dictate how you do. You're like a Catholic Palero, you know. If you're saying, oh, I'm gonna do something on Good Friday, you're like a Catholic Palero. Like, you're letting Christianity dictate how you do your spells. And this religion, you guys need to understand that this religion is older than Christianity. So I said this on another podcast, but I want to say it again. I will never let Christianity dictate how or when I do my spells. Like I said, we respect Jesus, but he's 2,000 years old. This religion here, African spirituality, is hundreds of thousands of years old. You know, so if somebody tells you, hey, Good Friday's coming up, let's do a bad spell, you know, you're mixing religions, you know, you're mixing Christianity with Palo. And Palo Briumba Congo, and this branch here, we don't do that. I don't do that. You can do it if you feel better doing it on Good Friday, and if you feel it's gonna work better, that's on you. I mean, that's how you feel. It's okay. I'm not saying that it's wrong to think like that. I'm just saying that I don't let Christianity dictate when I do my work, because any day of the week, you know, I can go to my Nganga right now and do something, and you know, in a couple of days it's done, you know. And it's gonna be done as if I do it on Good Friday or if I don't. It doesn't, Christianity doesn't dictate how I work my prenda. It doesn't. I don't let that. It's kind of like a common sense type of thing, you know. This religion, this African spirituality that I practice, is old, man. It's ancient. hundreds of thousands of years old, before any Bible was written, you know, from the beginning of time, man. It's the second oldest religion in the world. So, you know, just you know, do the math. It's really old. So nobody's gonna go to hell. You know, if I decide to just do a bunch of negative stuff to a lot of people, I'm not gonna go to hell, you know? I'm not gonna go to hell because there is no hell. You know, now I might piss off the spiritual realm, you know, and something bad probably is gonna happen to me. But if I don't get okay from the spiritual realm, you know, from my nganga, from my mpungos, if I do something that they don't want me to do, of course, yeah, you know, they're not gonna throw me in hell because there's no hell. It's just you lose power, you know. That's why. What's really important if you're a practitioner, it's extremely important to listen to your altar and do what your muertos tell you to do. Do what your mpungo tells you. You know, that's why I taught my God, because, you know, every Friday go down there and just chill with them for an hour and get a connection with them, you know. Get a connection, your mind will connect to your pot. And if you keep doing that for a long time, for a certain amount of time, you'll be connected all the time. You don't even have to go that much, you know. And as long as you do what they tell you to do, you're good, man. You're not going to piss nobody off, you know. And when you do stuff you're not supposed to do, believe me, you're gonna feel it. You'll feel you're not protected no more. So that's what happens. But Christianity does not dictate how I work my nganga. So this is a little basic knowledge for all my listeners, so you guys can know. I just want to let you guys know that I don't know everything, and I don't claim to know everything, but what I do know is I'm able to let you guys know, like, as I learn stuff, I like to put it in my podcast, you know, and if I say something that I wasn't supposed to, I'll come back and fix it, you know, and I'll let you guys know. But all the basic knowledge that I give you guys, I do it, you know, out of my heart. I'm not trying to become famous. I'm not trying to, you know, do anything like that. I want to reach out to people that are interested in this religion and, you know, want to learn basic knowledge. And that's what I do, man. That's what I do. And I'm going to keep doing it. As long as I'm able to do it, I'm going to keep doing it. So I'm going to end this episode 41. I hope you guys liked it. If you did, please press like, share my episode with your family, friends, download. I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Spotify, and maybe about 20 different platforms. So you guys could check me out. You guys could also listen to me off of Facebook. You can listen to me off of Instagram. I post a lot of stuff. You guys look for me. My name is Gangulero on TikTok also. I have a Twitter. You guys go ahead and please like my stuff. Thank you for listening. I appreciate everything and everybody that listens. I appreciate everybody that listens to me. Thank you very much. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector.